La Trobe University student Mark Tildes wants you to know that mature age study is possible for anyone.
My wife said one night after 2 weeks holidays and she was going back to work the next day that she was really looking forward to going back to work, and I love my job, but I don't think I sort of really looked forward to going to work. I think there was something missing, and it took me a long time to probably realise that I was missing something. But up until then, I guess I just wanted to stay at work because I did enjoy it, and it was good security and it was good money, but something was missing, and I think university was it. So I decided from that moment on that it was time to return to study.
It had been 15 years since Mark had last hit the books and completed his HSC.
I guess the first apprehensive feeling would have been, was I capable of the workload? It had been such a long time since I studied, so I wasn't certain whether I'd still be capable of completing the workload, and I guess socially fitting in as well. I had that weird idea that I'd be the oldest person at university.
With a little help from Leo White from La Trobe University's Future Student Centre, Mark applied to study social work and human services at the Albury Wodonga campus. Now, 18 months later, he is halfway through a double degree and working two jobs, one at a homeless youth refuge and casually at a local piggery.
I guess uni's only takes up 26 weeks, or the semesters only take up 26 weeks of the year. So the way I looked upon it is that it's only half a year that I've really got to focus and I've really got to work hard. And the other 26 weeks of the year, it's back to being my time. So I just felt that for half of a year, it wasn't really much to be asking to put into your university studies. The best thing about uni and the people here is that nobody's normal. Everyone's different. And that's what makes it normal here. So we don't look at each other, we don't single each other out. We're all in this together. So we're a pretty tight-knit bunch, and it's really nice for that. And also we have similar outlooks, I find, in life. We think the same way. So we have a lot more in common, even though we're so different. We still have a fair bit in common like that.
Although he's very busy, Mark spends more time with his children, loves working at the homeless youth hostel, and looks forward to going to work.
Seeing the fact that the family system wasn't breaking down, and if anything, it was getting stronger, because I was really enjoying myself. I was looking forward to going to uni each day, and I actually did get to spend a lot more time with my children, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. My advice for mature age students is that it's not intelligence that gets you through, it's hard work. So if you've come from a working background, which most mature age students do, they'll find it relatively easy just to hit the books and start working. I know I did. That any spare time I had during the day, I felt guilty about not working, so I'd hit the books and start reading. So mature age students really have that advantage over school leavers, I believe.
Mark has been awarded one of La Trobe's exchange scholarships to study at Malmo University in Sweden for 6 months in 2010.
Going to Sweden for 6 months, it probably hasn't sunk in yet. 18 months ago, I just wanted to get accepted into uni, and now I've got this opportunity. It just blows my mind away that a person like myself, who I find a humble person, has got the opportunity to study in Sweden. And I'm forever grateful of the university for giving me that opportunity.